It's Tim Knupp for the West Jefferson Church of Christ. Many have tried to explain away Jesus' simple words of Mark 16:16, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved," by saying that because in the next clause Jesus did not say, "And he that believeth not and is not baptized shall be condemned," that baptism is not necessary for salvation. But surely you can see the redundancy of this. Let me illustrate it this way. "He that eats and digests his food shall live, but he who does not eat." Now, do I need to add the words "and digest not" for us to understand what is being said? Can we not understand that if a person does not eat, then they do not have anything to digest? The same is true with the words of our Lord in Mark 16:16. "If one does not have faith, then they will not seek to obey his command to be baptized in order to be saved."